reading from the Gospel according to John. Jesus said to Nicodemus, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Those who believe in him are not condemned, but those who do not believe are condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of the only Son of God. And this is the judgment, that the light has come into the world, and the people loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For all who do evil hate the light and do not come to the light, so that their deeds may not be exposed. But those who do what is true come to the light, so that it may be clearly seen that their deeds have been done in God. God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him." Is that what we preach, we who call ourselves Christians? When we preach Jesus Christ, do we preach a word of salvation, a word of hope? Do we preach that God so loved the world that he gave Jesus to save us? Or do we judge others? Jesus did not speak that word of condemnation. Jesus did not judge others. Jesus offered hope. And he says, "That's what I came for, to convey God's love to the world." We as preachers can do no less. To preach Jesus Christ is to preach God's love to people in a way that's so powerful that they can believe it. And by believing in God's love, they can be saved. Now, how do we preach that with power? Well, I think the most important way to do that is by believing it ourselves, to have been touched by that love in a way that changes our core, and we speak from that love, from that experience of being touched ourselves by God's love. Now, that's something that we have or we don't. But there's other things in the other person that we can do something about as well. Some people can't accept the word that we preach, however authentically we speak it about God's love, because they can't believe in love. They can't trust that message of hope that we're telling them. Maybe it's something that happened to them as a child. Maybe it's something that's happening in their lives right now, a life cut off from hope or full of hate. And we have to be able to say, no, God promises more than what you're experiencing right now. God is against this evil that happened in your past that you are experiencing now. We have to be able to name not only that love of God, but that pain, that real sin in our world right now that is a countersign that keeps people from believing. If we can say with authenticity, yes, this is what's wrong with the world, and God doesn't want it to be this way, God is offering us something better, then we can preach a word of faith. Naming God's love and naming the reality of sin in our world. By doing the two of those, we can move people to accept God's love. People who are maybe a little timid about believing it, but they can see in us that we believe it. And also people who maybe just don't think they need God's love. People who are a little too complacent. Because as we know, Jesus spoke a rather harsh word to the Pharisees as well. Not condemning them, but what was that? It was waking them up to the fact that they need to be saved. That they had blinded themselves to the problems in the world, the sin in the world. So again, to be preachers of this Jesus Christ, who did not come into the world to condemn it, but to save it. We need to, from our core, from our heart, speak of God's love and speak of the sin that we see in the world and how God wants to transform, save us from that sin. If we speak that with authenticity, we can help lead people to real faith in God, real salvific faith in Jesus Christ.